Good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing well. Sun is beautiful. Allergies are in full swing.
Everything is blooming, including pollen, yes.
Absolutely.
It's going to be blowing around today, too. There's the wind is going to be the issue today.
As it is every day.
Yes, it seems to be, actually, for sure. So get your kite out.
Absolutely.
Mayor, this, of course, is budget season, and you made a rare appearance at the City Council meeting last night.
Rare appearance during the course of the year, but the annual appearance that is required under the charter, where the mayor goes in and presents to the City Council the fiscal year budget, which is fiscal year 27, July 1 this summer through June 30th of 2027. And, the budget is pretty straightforward. There's no new programs, no new jobs. We're just trying to maintain stable, if you will. There are increases, of course, in energy and fuel and rubbish collection. The health insurance, there are fixed costs that go up each and every year that there's not a whole lot we can do about. As far as the budget itself, each and every department, they're pretty much level funded with the exception of the contractual raises that employees have received.
Yeah, just a quick snapshot, 2.9% increase, almost $492 million spending plan. How were you able to keep the increase so low?
Well, we worked at it. We work at it. We got good department heads. Aside from whatever the council may think or cut or not, whatever. But, the signals are out there. I've been through the cycle before, Joe. I was through the worst recession since the Depression, leading the city back in 08, 09, 10, 11. Those years were very lean and very difficult and challenging. There was a little sign with a cut in Title I from the federal government by $380,000. We generally don't see cuts in Title I. The level of local aid I'm grateful from our legislators, which just doesn't keep up with the inflation. So, and these other things, there's a couple of things on the ballot this year that, the income tax, if that should drop down to 4%, the revenue then gets challenged by the state, therefore there'll be less local aid. It has a trickle effect. People aren't really talking about the rent control, and the rent control is going to have an impact on the city budget as well. And some may say, well, how is that? Well, it's just to read the Tufts University study where rent control will have a great effect depressing property values. Therefore, cities and towns will be collecting less dollars. So there's a lot of things on the horizon that concern me on the revenue side. So that's why we're keeping it lean. And, even with that budget being lean, I think we provide the best of services. I don't care what you compare us to, whatever city or town in Massachusetts. Services are excellent in the city.
Do you think the budget appropriately addresses the city's debt responsibilities?
Oh, absolutely. This whole debt discussion, it's interesting and frustrating at the same time because you get public officials that just doesn't seem to get through their head what the pension obligation bond is. And if we didn't do the pension obligation bond and, 2.62%, for $475 million, we'd be spending millions more each year. We'd be cutting the budget to try to find money to fund the pensions because under the law we're obligated to do that. So, the obligation was there. It was an unfunded liability, which was pointed out to us by several financial advisors. We made the decision to put it on the debt side, secure it. Now, every year going forward, after the spike this past year, it's flat. And if you look at the graph we presented last night, it would have been going up dramatically, the payments to that to the retirement system, and it would have been a croaker for the regular budgets.
Are you able to talk at all about how the budget proposal would impact property taxes next year, Mayor?
It's tough to make that call this time of year because you don't know what the new growth number is going to be. You don't know what the free cash number is going to be. There's a lot of moving parts. Things could still happen with the state and state aid. But I'd suggest there'd be a modest increase like most cities and towns.
You mentioned also the budget puts $2 million into the city's reserves. Is that a healthy amount, do you think?
It is a healthy amount. Here's the thing, Joe. There's people that say we should have more reserves, and I don't disagree with that. That's a good goal to have. I've suggested it in the past as well, but you're competing against the needs of the municipality. And I mentioned last night, you know, your debt is looked at by the outside advisors, but they also look at your assets. And if you're not maintaining your assets, that's a knock. That has an effect on your rating. So, you know, there's been a lot of deferred maintenance decades before I took office. We're on our fifth new school. We put windows, roofs, boilers in just about every other school. We're maintaining our 80-plus buildings like they've never been. We are maintaining a beautiful park system. We're rebuilding our infrastructure under the roads, repaving the roads, public safety headquarters, seawalls. This stuff all costs money, Joe. And, you know, I don't think the people elected me to put money in the bank think they want services, and they want to see it. And I think that's what we've been doing. I would agree that we'd love to have more reserves, and by doing the $2 million addition this year, that'll be a good thing.
What does that bring the total to?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, Joe.
Okay.
I mean, there's different ways to do that on the reserves. There's a specific reserve. Then there's liquidity. What do we have for cash in hand? And we're in a good place with that. Local receipts were very robust this year, meaning excise tax and permit fees and all of that. So we'll get that all shaken out by the end of the fiscal year and see where we're at. Who knows? Maybe we'll put more in reserves.
Okay. Also last night, Mayor, the presentation regarding a proposal to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property.
Yes, something we've certainly been very public about. As you know, I believe you guys were there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very well-attended meeting for that neighborhood. We had 383 register, and we've had comments from that night, since that night. Incoming in many forms, whether email or social media, etc. So, I got the strong feeling that the neighborhood down there supports the acquisition of the site. We're getting it at an excellent price. I think there's a number of community needs that could be met with that campus. And I mentioned last night selling off the single-family homes to Quincy kids, first-time home buyers, perhaps. Those then go on the tax rolls, and that number, whether it's $8 or $9 million, that then takes the price tag way down. We talked about Quincy College having the use and the ownership of the gym and the field, which would they would contribute each year toward the debt service on the property. That knocks the price further down. We're talking about 55 and over, some affordability projects for that demographic. And you know, we have the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, which could help knock that number down. So I think we can pull this off without adding any burden necessarily to the debt. I want to remind people, too, there's a thing called the Dover Amendment out there. I don't think people realize that there's certain social service agencies that could come in and buy that, and they're exempt from zoning. So I think this is the right move to protect that neighborhood, and I hope the city council sees the wisdom in that.
I know that last week you said ENC agreed to the purchase price of $21 million. The appropriation is for $22.5 million. What's the difference?
The difference is the $1.5 million, which will allow us to move forward on getting the appropriate engineering done, studies done, looking at the buildings, you know, what can be saved, what shouldn't be saved, a planning exercise as well as part of the study and what could be, laying out egresses, parking. You know, we need that those dollars really to come up with a solid plan going forward.
Do you think that should be done prior to purchasing the property?
Well, it's in conjunction with the purchase of the property.
Okay.
We don't have the money to do it now. I think that the uses of the property have been discussed. I don't think there's any big surprises there. So, you know, ENC wants to move quickly on this. We're hoping that we can get this resolved by the end of June. If not, they will move on. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Very good. Mayor, of course, another successful Cleaner, Greener Quincy this past weekend.
Yeah, boy, it was the weather was just right, actually. I know we had a few sprinkles, but if it's a gorgeous day, sometimes people opt to go to the beach instead of helping out. So, no, I got to a number of places, was able to talk to some folks, listen to some folks, and I love seeing the kids out there. It's not only about cleaning up, it's a subtle message to the kids, you know, don't litter, don't discard things, put things in a barrel, you know, let's deal with our environment in the appropriate way. So, but it's a huge lift for the entire city. We've talked about it. City beaches, parks, playgrounds, school grounds, marsh areas. You know, you get thousands of volunteer hours. It's a tremendous boost to the aesthetics of the city. So I'm grateful to all the folks that came out. I ran into a number of school kids. I know some of them did it Friday afternoon. Some of them did it on Saturday. And, of course, you see very similar faces, too, Joe. I mean, there's a lot of folks in this community that really care. And, you know, you see them out there on a regular basis whenever there's an opportunity to volunteer. So we have a great city.
And the 42nd annual Quincy Senior Olympics are underway. Began yesterday, actually, with the golf tournament up at Furnace Brook. And opening ceremonies today, Mayor.
Yes, down at the Kennedy Center. We'll be down there at 3:45 to help out. Lighting the torch is the tradition. And I appreciate the work of Michelle Hanley at the Kennedy Center, Director of Council on Aging, and Chris Rooney, Director of Recreation under Natural Resources. They do a great job pulling this together, making sure the events all go off without a hitch. And it's a great opportunity for seniors to come together and have a good time.
And will this be the year the administration wins the volleyball game?
no comment.
Finally, Mayor, when's the old police station coming down? I thought it was going to be down the end of April.
Well, they ran into more issues than they expected as far as hazardous materials. And the laws are pretty clear, and you've got to get every speck of that out. So that's taking a little bit longer, but, you know, hopefully soon.
Okay.
I'd like to get on myself with the sledgehammer and get started.
Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Have a good day, too.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. To Mayor Thomas Coke, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.